As we age, we oftentimes must let go of things that have accompanied us throughout our entire lives. Delmarva Public Radio essayist George Merrill reflects on that moment of recognition when they disappear into the passing years.
Letting go is a part of life. Whatever I possess, I must eventually surrender it, and then grieve in one form or another. Grief may express itself in edginess, sadness, or even busyness. That I'm grieving often surprises me the way it did when I had a cataract removed recently. Getting rid of my eye's dysfunctional lens and getting a new one was great, I thought. No big deal. I was cool. On the day of surgery, lying on the gurney, I waited for the surgeon to remove the cataract and replace it with a new lens. When I was wheeled into the operating room, I looked up. An optical device above had the name Zeiss prominently inscribed on it. The name Zeiss was as familiar to me as my own name. I am a lifelong photographer. I started at age 13, and names like Zeiss, Leica, Leitz, and Voigtlander, renowned German lens and camera manufacturers, were a part of my vocabulary. That's when I knew I was not okay. I was grieving. This surgery had been planned for at least a month. During the wait, I found myself frenetically busying myself with photography. I'd been mostly writing up to then, but now I took my old Leicas, my favorite cameras, and began taking photographs, developing and printing them. I'm an old school photographer. I like mechanical cameras processing films and prints in a darkroom. I have a Leica that's almost as old as I am, and one day I noticed the focusing ring on the lens was sticking and hard to move. I couldn't focus clearly. I have other Leicas, newer ones, but I could not let go of the idea that this old lens, one that I've known since childhood, was malfunctioning. I could think of nothing else but how to fix it. I became edgy, searching the web, seeking help to save my lens. It's been long out of production, and who might fix it? I browsed a number of Leica repair sites. One said the lens was too old. I felt increasingly frantic until I found a man in Boston who said for $30 he'd have it as good as new. True to his word, he fixed it. I felt some peace. I took pictures with the reclaimed lens and gave the matter no thought until I looked up that day in the operating room. And what had never occurred to me consciously until I saw the word Zeiss was that in my busyness, I'd been grieving the loss of a lens that had been a part of my body since the day I was born. It was the lens through which I first saw my world, my mother's face. It was the lens through which I saw the World's Fair of 1939 and the Hindenburg pass over my head onto its fatal destiny. Soon, my eye would be repaired and the old lens replaced. I'd still retain those past moments in my memory, of course, like negatives. Still, I had 78 years with this old lens, and now it was gone. Even when it's the right thing to do, and I'll be better for it, letting go is often difficult. George Merrill on the shore.